Welcome to the deep dive. So today we're jumping into something a bit whimsical, maybe. This document you sent over.
Yes, the untitled document. Inside there's this story, The Diggling Stream, set in Willow Whistle.
Right. And the core thing, the mystery, is why this stream suddenly starts, well, laughing uncontrollably.
Exactly. And what happens because of that laughter? It's not quite what you'd expect.
Not at all. I mean, the description of the sound, hee hee hee, snort, splash, tee hee, that's not your everyday babbling brook, is it?
Definitely not. And the first characters we meet, Daisy the Deer and Bop the Bunny, they're just completely stumped, bewildered.
Understandably, Bop even says it sounds like bubbles with a tickle, which is actually kind of a clue, isn't it?
It really is. It points right towards the source of all the commotion.
Which turns out to be these giggle pebbles.
That's the term they use. Smooth, slippery, enchanted stones, apparently, that got into the stream bed.
And the stream itself, when asked why it's laughing, just yells, because it tickles.
Yeah. Pretty straightforward, really. Simple cause and effect, almost.
But the effect, it didn't stay simple, did it? It started kind of spreading.
That's the interesting twist. It wasn't just the water anymore. The nearby bridge starts laughing.
Okay, a laughing bridge, that's unusual.
Right. And birds flying overhead suddenly get hiccups mid-song. Even a beaver's dam starts wobbling and shifting.
Oh, wow. So the whole forest balance is getting thrown off. And poor Bop the Bunny.
Yeah. He got so caught up in it, apparently he just tumbled down a hill because he couldn't even hop straight.
It really shows how even something good like laughter can cause chaos if it's just too much out of balance.
Precisely. The story subtly points out how this constant disruption affects the peace of the forest, which leads to the animals thinking, okay, we need to do something.
And it's Daisy the deer who steps up, takes charge.
She organizes the others. It becomes this collaborative effort, to help the stream.
So they work together to carefully get the pebbles out.
Yeah, removing the source of the tickling. But what they do next is quite clever, I think.
The Giggly Garden.
The Giggly Garden. They didn't just throw the pebbles away, they made a special place for them, containing the silliness, like you
Yeah.
said, but not destroying it.
That's a neat solution. It shows they understood the issue wasn't laughter itself, just
Thanks.
its location and intensity.
Exactly. And the stream's reaction afterwards is quite telling. It gives us a big sigh of relief.
And says something about even rivers needing to breathe, even from laughing too hard.
Which is, well, surprisingly deep for a children's story, perhaps. It hints at the needs of nature, even for things like rest and moderation.
So, thinking about the takeaways here. First, there's that clear message about balance, even with good things.
Definitely. Too much joy, in this case, led straight to chaos. Moderation is key.
And second, the importance of actually listening, like really listening to nature. The animals didn't just ignore the weird laughing, they investigated.
They paid attention and responded to what the stream, in its own way, was communicating, its discomfort.
And third, well, teamwork and
Right.
creative thinking. They solved the problem together and in a really constructive way with the garden.
It's a good example of that. Plus, there's always the fun possibility that magical giggle pebbles are actually a thing.
Huh. Wouldn't that be something? So, wrapping up this dive into the giggling stream, it seems like a light story, but it's got these interesting layers underneath.
Absolutely. Lessons about balance, observation, working together, all packaged in this charming narrative.
It does make you think, though. What other simple things around us in nature or just everyday life might have these hidden dynamics, these needs for balance we don't always see?
That's a great question. What other kinds of giggle pebbles, maybe metaphorical ones, might be disrupting things subtly, just waiting for us to notice?